Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. That's freetalklive.com. As we go straight to the phones and to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Lee.
Good day.
Hey, what's happening? What's on your mind?
Well, I was unloading a trailer full of firewood, but I had a pretty interesting story in 1983. I'd rented a shop that had a nice four-car bay repair facility. Mm-hmm. You had to pump gas, because if you didn't pump gas, they tore out the pumps in 6 months. So that was part of the lease agreement.
I see. Got it.
Okay. Well, one of the lease pumps had an undersized nozzle for regular fuel. It wasn't an unleaded size.
It was smaller than the regulated size?
Well, it's 1983, so I was phasing in. And it was smaller than the recommended size for a regular, but not as small as unleaded. But if somebody had a worn-out restrictor, they could possibly dispense unleaded fuel.
Jam it in there.
Yes.
Dispense regular fuel into an unleaded car, right?
Oh, my God, yeah, it'd be bad.
It would be bad for it. Now, hold on.
Real quick, Lee,
before we go on, I want to explain to people that are a little younger than me,
yeah, like me,
what regular fuel is. There was a time, and I may not know exactly what regular fuel is, but there was a time when they had this stuff, not regular unleaded, which is what you get now when you get regular.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was this stuff called, it was like somewhere between diesel fuel and unleaded.
So it was leaded.
Pretty much. It had 0.012% lead in it.
Got it.
And that one does. It's not good for a car.
1% of lead. But this would be a bad thing. So the guy that checks your pumps comes around, makes sure that when you say, you know, we gave you 2 gallons, you actually got 2 gallons.
Right.
This is, and he had a little fixture that he put on the end of the pump. Well, it's smaller than it should be, but it's not as small as it needs to be, so you can't dispense out of this. Well, they're double-headed pumps. So anyway, says you can't use this pump until you get that fixed. So I talked to the landlord. He said, those things cost over $700. I'm not going to put one on. You put one on. So I went back and talked to the inspector dude and said, so if I put a padlock on that pump, then it wouldn't be used every day. Of course, you do pump readings, so that you know how much you dispensed, so you can be legal with the revenuers.
Right.
And 8 months later, I get a letter in the mail. Well, by then, the shop I wanted to rent was already up. I'm just doing repair. I'm not pumping gas. I'm just doing automotive repair.
Your lease was up. You'd moved on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it.
I knew it was coming up. I just kind of did that for an interim thing. And Catch-22, you had to pump gas. And you either made 3 cents a gallon or you lost 1 cent a gallon, depending on what they did with the price. It was one of those where it was hovering between 98 and $1.02.
Mm-hmm.
So it was constantly fluctuating. But anyway,
so what happened after the fact?
After the fact, I get a letter from the federales.
Yeah.
You've been caught dispensing fuel in an improper manner.
Right, so
that's a $10,000 a day fine times like 8 months.
Whoa.
You owe $10,700,000.
You weren't expecting that when you got
into
that.
Well, yeah,
lease.
I was going to say, I have one kid. Why don't you just take him? And so I went and talked to my attorney, who was basically more of an accountant type attorney.
Right.
Everything. He said, yeah, I'll write you a letter. He says, we'll get this handled. I said, hey, tell him to go sit on it, man. It's been locked. I have pump readings from August clear into June now. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
well, you should
they don't have a leg to stand on.
You should have read all of the gasoline regulations, the tomes and tomes of rules and regulations that the federal government and state governments have. You should. Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Lee. You should pay that $10 million.
Oh, I know. That's the sad part. Anyway, he writes some pretty killer letter, and they concluded they'd settle for $12,000.
Well, that's very kind of them, considering you haven't done anything.
I said, well, after I pay you $275 for two letters to them, probably don't have $12,000. So he says, I'll write them another one. It's on the house if you take care of my car. Yes. And I said, guaranteed, no problem. Been working on his car for 5 years anyway. Maybe that's why he's my attorney. But anyway, they settled that for $700. And I said, I don't want to pay him diddly. I don't owe him diddly. I haven't dispensed gas. The guy came by and says, you can't use this pump. I said, cool.
Right. They just think they're going to keep reducing the amount that they're looking for until you finally send them something. That's what they think.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he said. He says, you've heard the old saying of it takes an act of Congress? I said, yeah. He says, this is one of those. That's what you mean.
Amazing.
He says it would literally take an act of Congress to say you owe him nothing. So
where
my suggestion is take their $700 deal and pay me when you can. Take their $700 deal. Get it off your face. So this is cool. So then he calls back about 2.5-3 weeks later and says, oh, by the way, they have a new deal. You have to put up signs that said unleaded fuel, the way to go for the future. And a bunch of green stuff and so on and so forth. Man, I'm running a repair shop. They sent me 300 brochures, 12 posters. I had to put them up. Nobody ever came by and looked at them. But
now,
I had
did
to put
you still
up.
Have the gas pumps at this time, Lee?
No. I was just in this a warehouse building next to a wholesale food company. You know, it was,
oh, my God.
They wanted compliance, Mark.
There's
well,
nothing to comply with.
I tried to be a good citizen at that time, pretty much the last time I ever tried to be a good citizen, but I kept saying that I didn't owe them diddly. And
so did you ever end up paying anything to them?
No, I paid the $700, yeah.
You did, okay.
Man.
And I got my 300
just
brochures
you for $700.
UPS, and UPS delivered the brochures, and I put them out, and when I moved out of that building after the five-year lease, I still had 285 of the brochures, and at that point I decided I didn't need to play anymore. But
yeah, screw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's so they voluntarily Amazing. Reduced it twice.
They voluntarily reduced it. I like how you put that. Oh yeah, it was. I'm sure it was really painful for them to do that. Hey Lee, great story, man.
Well,
and,
how can you go from $10,700,000 to $700?
Well, you can because it's a completely arbitrary number. They pulled that $10 million number out of their butt, just like they pulled out the $700 number. You know, they just wanted to see where you'd pay up. And,
well, I kept telling him I think we ought to hit him with like $65, but guys said no. I'm thinking $700 is real good. It's going to cost
what
you
would
more
they have,
than
just curious,
bucks
what
to
would
get
they have
another
done
letter
to you?
Out.
Pardon? What would they have done to you had you not ever paid the $700? Would they have...
I don't know. I may never have had another child. I doubt that. But I really don't know. I think it was just one of those things. I was 26 years old and just kind of, we can probably melt this guy.
Right.
Justify that we did something, and so they did that.
There you go.
And that was... And sure, I'll get out. The guy towed the line and sent us $700, so it worked for them, so they keep doing it.
That's true. You know what,
well,
Lee? I'm glad
you're
out
there. Now that I'm in Montana. Pardon?
Thank you for the call, and thank you for the story. We appreciate it. And, you know, just another business owner bent over the barrel by the government, arbitrary fines, just because they can. That's all it's about.
I wonder how often they do that little trick. I mean, he claimed that there was he'd never pumped any gas through it.
Right.
And he had left, and then they gave him a letter later. So, I mean, I wonder if somebody else pumped gas through there. I don't have any idea.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's hard to say. But, I mean, I wonder how many people get, you know, letters like that and just pay it.
Well, yeah, you know, they know that there's a certain point at which they're going to ask for a certain amount of money, and it won't be worth it for him to hire the lawyer at a certain point. And it'll just make more sense to pay them so they'll go away. You're basically paying the gang's thugs so they'll leave you alone. That's all that really is. It's a gang of thugs enforcing their will on you. They're demanding cash from you, and you know it's just not worth your time to go out and try to fight this gang of thugs, so you pony up. That's what they're doing.
That's the trick.
And that's not the first or the last time that it's happened. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 10th, 2007, gold spot, $673.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $694.62, $349.76 for half, and $174.88 for quarter ounce coins at $694.62, $349.76, and $174.88. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That does include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, two sizes to fit virtually every internet connection. You'll find them. They're totally free. FreeTalkLive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org. Libertarians in the Republican Party, can you believe it?
800-259-9231. We've been talking about the, we were talking about this mandate that the state of Wisconsin has that gasoline station owners have to charge 9.2% at least above wholesale price at the pump. And there was one gas station owner who was offering senior citizens a discount because he's a nice guy and wants to get some business.
Well, he wants to get some business, and he may very well
be. That's a nice thing to do, though. I mean, for senior citizens.
I guess it's a nice thing to do for senior citizens. I've always thought it was kind of mean.
Why?
Well, what about me?
Well, some seniors are on very restricted incomes.
And some aren't. I lived in Sarasota, Florida, where all the seniors are very, very wealthy.
All right.
We all work for them.
Well, this is Wisconsin. Anyway, the guy was getting harassed by the government in order to, more than harassed, threatened with a lawsuit if he didn't raise his prices. And so we've been just sort of talking about gas. We had Lee call in from Montana, former gas station operator, who recounted one of his stories of dealing with the federal government, where they just basically extorted him for several hundred dollars. And now, story from MSNBC, John Schoen reporting, with gasoline prices topping $3 a gallon again, a number of readers, including Greg in Louisiana, are wondering about a proposed one-day gas boycott. It has the goal of taking $2.3 billion in oil company profits. Aside from circulating some questionable math, organizers of this event stand exactly zero chance of having an impact on gas prices. Here's the email that this gentleman received from one of his readers. Rumor has it a gas boycott will be in effect on May 15th, 2007. Have you heard of this? The email stated, "Do not buy gas on May 15th. In April 1997, there was a gas out conducted nationwide in protest of gas prices. Gasoline dropped 30 cents a gallon overnight. There are 73 million plus Americans currently on the internet network, and the average car takes about $30 to $50 to fill up. If all users did not go to the pump on the 15th, it would take $2 billion out of the rich oil companies' pockets for just one day. So please do not go to the gas station on May 15th, and let's try to put a dent in Middle Eastern oil industry, or in the Middle Eastern oil industry, for at least one day." From Greg in Lake Charles. Now, you know, it sounds on its face like it might really show those gas people something.
I don't think that it would.
We'll teach them a lesson.
I mean, we're so bound up in gasoline as it is. I get gas maybe once every 2 weeks or something like
that.
I mean, you know, I live in Keene, New Hampshire. There's nothing more than 5 minutes away.
Yeah, we do it once a month.
I have to replace my batteries more often than I fill my gas tank.
Right.
Shut down and start up the car so often.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that it matters to them whether I get my gasoline on the 16th or the 15th.
No, the fact is it doesn't. The fact is this is a stupid, stupid idea that is just designed to make people feel good about themselves. That's all it's going to do. If you go along with this gas out protest and don't buy gas on May 15th, all you'll succeed in is feeling good about yourself. Not that there's anything wrong with feeling good about yourself, but you won't have any other effect beyond that. But let's run the numbers. Let's actually look at the details here. That's what John Schoen has done at MSNBC. Spring seems to be the time of year that brings out irrational behavior in many of us. He says, Congress talks about balancing the budget. Chicago Cubs fans revive hopes of winning the World Series.
And that is funny.
And American drivers who are passionate about pump prices begin organizing a gasoline boycott aimed at sticking it to big oil. Unfortunately, even if this boycott were to live up to the hopes of its organizers, including everyone who's forwarded this email in the past few weeks, and you know who you are, it would have zero impact. None whatsoever. But before we get to the reasons why, let's do a little fact-checking. Let's start out with the price impact of that alleged gas out. In the first week of April 1997, the average price of a gallon of gasoline nationwide was $1.24.8. By the end of the month, the weekly average was $1.24. So it went down by 0.8 cents.
Okay.
If there was a one-day drop of 30 cents a gallon, as the email claimed, remember, just an email doesn't mean it's true.
No.
If there was a one-day drop of 30 cents a gallon, it sure doesn't show up in the statistics compiled by the Department of Energy. We realize that many readers who are passionate about pump prices believe that this government agency is just a shill for the oil industry, ready to cover up what's really going on, but humor us just this once. Some of the other numbers in this widely circulated mail don't add up either. There are more like 200 million plus web users in the United States, not 73 million. And the $2.3 billion daily revenue figure assumes everyone fills their tank every day, which they don't. But even if these numbers were correct, it wouldn't matter. The real problem with this idea is that, as some versions of this email helpfully suggest, these boycotters simply top off their tanks on May 14th or wait to fill them up May 16th. All that does is shift sales from one day to another. Any money lost from lower gasoline sales on May 15th we've made up with higher sales on the days before and after the boycott.
Mm.
To have real financial impact, you'd have to figure out how to get people to keep their cars off the road for the whole day, cutting actual consumption. Of course, you'd also have to shut down ambulance service, police cars, fire trucks, delivery vans, etc., and basically the entire economy of America.
Well, even if you didn't shut down the trucks, I mean, even if you could just keep home the working guy and have him ride a bicycle or a bus, I mean, think how daunting that is.
It's just not possible.
You might be able to get me to ride my bike to work. It's not too far, and
right.
I ride my bicycle at the very least several times a week around town.
You live like a mile away.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I can't imagine.
How about those people with the 45-minute commutes?
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
They're going to drive.
And don't forget all those other gas-powered devices. Every landscaping crew would have to take a holiday on one of the busiest days of the year. But suppose that through some magical force of nature, you managed to shut down every gasoline-powered vehicle and device for one day. Let's look at how much money would be involved and what would happen to it. Based on the current demand of about 386 million gallons a day at $3 a gallon, the total value of gasoline sold daily in the U.S. comes to almost $1.2 billion.
That's a lot of jack.
But that's the total retail value, the pot of money that's divvied up along the chain of oil producers, pipeline operators, refiners, wholesalers, truckers, and retailers.
And the government.
Yep. Let's follow the chain and see who gets to keep what. The biggest chunk of change, about 53% of the pump price of each gallon of gasoline, goes to pay for the crude oil used to make it. So in theory, $624 million of the boycott would hit the pockets of the oil producers, whether domestic or foreign. And then the rest of it, the problem with this part is that the boycotters' plan is that, just like the drivers topping off their gas tanks before and after May 15th, that refiners work off stockpiles. So if all U.S. refiners bought 624 million less crude oil on Tuesday, they could just buy a little more on Wednesday to bring their stocks back up. Even if they'd somehow canceled delivery of oil they'd already contracted to buy, any oil not delivered to U.S. refiners would be sold to other customers, you know, around the world. True, if you suddenly took 10 million barrels of oil off the market for a day, you might knock the spot market price of crude down a notch, but much of the oil sold every day is priced under long-term contracts. So if your 10 million barrels went undelivered for 24 hours, you wouldn't change the price that a refiner had already paid for it. They paid in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Even if for some reason that 10 million barrels went unsold, it would still be sitting on the ground with an oil producer's name on it, ready to be sold later, possibly at a higher and more profitable price. But there's more to this story. 800-259-9231, talking about this asinine gas-out protest that's spreading around the internet as we speak. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grape seed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel. and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including the updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. Send out an update today announcing that we've got some fresh promos on our website. I guess some of our listeners enjoy these things. I really make them more for our radio stations to run during the daytime, but I put them up on our site so anyone can download them. They're fun.
I like listening to them.
They're fun. They're amusing. So those are there now at freetalklive.com. And Mother's Day is this Sunday. If you haven't gotten something for Mom, go to 1-800-Flowers.com and get her something nice. They've got flowers and gifts she'll love, and they'll deliver on Mother's Day. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. We're talking about this retarded idea that people apparently are spreading around all over the internet via email and getting all excited about it. It comes up on a pretty much yearly basis. And really, it's one of those feel-good...
I would have thought more often than that, but okay.
It's one of those feel-good things. It's like the environmentalists, you know, they want to feel good about the environment, so they do meaningless little things to, you know, help themselves feel better when, in fact, they're not really doing anything, if not much of anything. And that's the same thing that's going on here. In fact, MSNBC is sort of breaking down this story, the claims that they're making in this email that has been floating around the internet about how, if you don't buy gas on May 15th, it'll really stick it to the oil companies. Yeah, we'll show them. You'll feel great for sticking it to the oil companies. We're going to cut into their profits and show them who's boss. When in fact, it's just not, I mean, it's just not based in fact. It's just misinformation. And it's just a bad idea. And we'll go into why it's just a silly idea here in a few moments. But they're still running the numbers here. And so 53% of the price of gas at the pump approximately goes to the crude oil refiners. And he already points out that they pre-purchase all the oil anyway, so you're not harming them. Taxes, about 19% of the pump price of each gallon represents taxes. So the next big chunk of cash from a day's worth of unsold gasoline, about $228 million, would come out of the budgets of federal, state, and local governments, not oil industry profits. Since that money is used to pay for programs and purchases that have already been approved, you'll have to make up the difference by raising other taxes or cutting spending or some combination. Refining.
Yeah, the government cutting spending.
Yeah, right. Refining. Now comes the part that makes most would-be boycotters see red. The refiner's cut. Another 19% of our $1.2 billion in daily gasoline purchases pays for the cost of making the gasoline, including the refiner's profits. That money also goes to pay refinery workers' salaries, new equipment, maintenance, and all the other costs of running a business. So just how much goes to line the oil refiner's pockets? According to researchers at investment firm Friedman, Billings, and Ramsey, the average... Difficulties here in the studio. We're still working on getting our ISDN line fixed, so apologies for that. We're talking about gasoline. Mark, you want to just quick recap the last 30 seconds?
Yeah, I was just saying that Americans have sort of equated in their mind gasoline and freedom. You know, the automakers were largely in the conspiracy to interstate America with Eisenhower. You know, he wanted to be able to move military stuff around. You know, the government is in Amtrak. Americans would be, we would get things more cheaply, and gas would be worth, would cost less if we still had trains. But unfortunately, the railroad companies, they got in bed with the government, and it killed them off because they weren't able to. So the government ended up taking over basically all the railroads. There's a few private railroad companies left, but you know, not enough to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So Americans feel forced to buy gasoline. It's either that or stay at home and not be free. So
right.
I do think that the price of a gallon of gas is, you know, pretty competitive to what it's been all along.
All things considered, I mean, there's inflation going on, and that's a major factor in the increase in price.
Pay hasn't gone up a great deal in the last 6 years.
Right. The retailers bear the brunt of the pump price range. They actually get the smallest piece of your gasoline dollar. About 9% of the retail pump price pays for distribution and marketing, which includes the cost of shipping gasoline to wholesalers who take a cut and then ship it to your local gas station. Very little of the retailer's cut goes back to oil companies. Something like 80% of the gasoline consumed in the United States is sold by 112,000 convenience stores, according to the National Association of Convenience Stores. Even though they may display an oil company logo, less than 3% of U.S. gas stations are owned by a major oil company. After factoring in all expenses, including credit card fees, the average retail profit per gallon is roughly 1 cent, according to the National Association of Convenience Stores. Some stores lose money on gasoline to boost foot traffic to the store and increase sales of soda and chips. And by the way, that's who you're really hurting when you go and do your little gas-out protest on May 15th. The oil companies, even if your gasoline protest were to have some sort of an effect, and it's very clear that it won't. But even if it did, the amount of money they'd lose would be a drop in the proverbial bucket as far as their year-long profits are concerned. And the people you're really hurting are those gas station owners and the employees of those gas stations who are not corporate slaves. They're not, you know, connected to these oil companies in any way besides the fact that they're their wholesale providers. And so if you don't go and buy gas from your local gas station, it lessens the chance that someone's going to that you're going to walk in and buy a, you know, a moon pie or walk in and buy a big old big gulp soda or something like that where they really make their money. And if you're not at the station to buy gas, why the hell are you going to go to the station in the first place? It's very unlikely that you will.
Right. You're not going to. Chances are good you're not just going to stop off and use the convenience store aspect without getting gasoline.
So so really, this whole thing is just pointless. He says if it makes you feel better, go ahead and drive by the gas pumps on May 15th. But don't kid yourself into believing it'll do anything to stick it to big oil. Why not instead make May 15th Fuel Economy Awareness Day, urging drivers to check the mileage they're getting and review suggestions for improving it? Better yet, make May 15th a shop for a higher mileage car day. Because the only way we're going to have an impact on demand and price is to reduce the amount of gasoline consumed per person. And the best way to do that is to improve the efficiency of cars on U.S. roads. If you doubled your average mileage, then you'd cut consumption in half. But everything else is just a feel-good measure to make Americans feel like they're doing something, when in fact, they're not doing anything. More on the way. Corey's call. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. But we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some of our merchandise. We've got very cool Free Talk Live gear. We've got brand new items that are in the pre-order phase right now, including the hottest selling item ever, the Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget. We're limiting the edition on these to 100. And last time, I haven't gotten sales update recently, but we were close to 50 a couple weeks ago. So time's running out on those. Get over there to store.freetalklive.com. Take a look at the details. You'll find out that it's 2-gigabyte MP3 player. It is also a flash drive, a voice recorder, and an FM tuner as well. If I could have, I would have put an AM tuner in there. They just didn't offer it as an option.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So there's that for less than $60. There's the brand new Free Talk Live hoodies. We got two styles, the zippered and pullover styles. The Free Talk Live ladies t-shirt, which was in high demand. Also, the Free Marketeer t-shirt, Free Talk Live beanie cap, the new version, as well as the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. Take a look at those and all of our other items at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corey.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to talk about Ron Paul and this Liberty card. First off, Ron Paul, if you don't know, there are a lot of Yahoo groups out there. If you went to yahoogroups.com and typed in Ron Paul and the initials of your state, you can actually get hooked up with other people in your state to do, you know, local activism if you wanted to do that or other activities.
Yeah, I've noticed that I'm on several of these, and you know, I've got quite a little bit of show prep off of them, and I like being on them.
Yeah,
are you really linked in with the Ron Paul campaign, Corey? You're a pretty active guy.
I am. I'm with the Minnesota group. I'm on the RLC list as well as LP lists.
Do they do they have a plan to expand his website at all? Because it's really basic, and I think it could use some links to things like you're talking about to help get people more interactive with the campaign. I mean, it's got some stuff on it, but not very much.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm not really connected to the campaign itself, but right. I'm connected to a lot of the grassroots people, and that's what's going on with these Yahoo groups is that you might get, if you get the Daily Digest, you can get about 20 emails on all sorts of things like polls that are going up or activities or fundraisers or whatever it might be. you can get clued into what's going on, because the media is definitely not talking about Ron Paul as much as they should be.
Right.
And then the other thing about that too is that, you know, in the case that Ron Paul does not make it, you know, we have to start looking again at I think the Libertarian Party, not to forget that there are principal candidates out there, and I'm not going to vote for Mitt Romney. I'm not going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
And
it would be a much better idea to have. You know, I'm kind of more of an independent libertarian now that I think about it. I'm not with any one particular party, but I'm more with candidates and more with ideas.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, and I think that's what we should be. I still am a supporter of the LP, and I'll support. And I've donated to Ron Paul as well. I think people who are critical of Ron Paul, you know, from the Libertarian Party side, I think should just start thinking more independent and thinking how is the best way we can achieve liberty. And I think that at this time, I think it's Ron Paul. And if he loses, then, you know, let's go back to the LP and let's really get a good candidate.
I would say most LPers must think that.
I would hope so, but there's still those party adherents that are they're just as mindless as those people that refuse to vote outside of the Democratic Party and refuse to vote outside of the Republican Party. It's just that same mindless adherent mentality that just needs to go away. I'm with you, Corey. I say I put my support behind whoever's doing liberty the best, whether it's Ron Paul or somebody from the Libertarian Party or somebody calling themselves an independent or someone calling themselves a member of the Democratic Freedom Caucus. Whoever's doing liberty most effectively gets my support. That's the way
it is. And that ties into something I want to go into is I heard someone on your show yesterday who wanted to know what to do, and I've got something that I created. I'm an amplifier. I've been an amplifier since the beginning, and I have an advertiser with the show, and I have another way to amp the show, another way to promote liberty. I would get in conversations with people all the time, and I'd mention Free Talk Live or LouRockwell.com or other places where people get information, and I'd always like fumble around with a piece of paper and pen and say, you know, go out and do this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And after a while, I figured, you know, I need to make a card, something that's really shows a lot of good links, has the political quiz. So I came up with the Liberty Card. I'm advertising it right now with you guys. But if people go to libertycard.org, they can find out more information about it. It's educational. It gives people that are new to the message of liberty a chance to go and look at websites like Lou Rockwell, Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, Cato Institute, Advocates for Self-Government, and a bunch of others. And I also put on the Republican Liberty Caucus, Libertarian Party, and Democrat Freedom Caucus, because I want people to start thinking that there are, you know, all of these organizations, not just from the Republican Party or Democrat Party.
Right. This is a big movement. The Liberty Movement is bigger than the Libertarian Party. It spans a swath of not just those other two parties, the Republican Liberty Caucus and Democratic Freedom Caucus, but it's outside of that as well. It includes apolitical people. It includes people that, you know, been burnt out on politics, that don't like any of the politician types or the political parties. This is a huge movement. I think that you're really doing a good job with this product.
It's a lot of information that you can give somebody, and you can give it very efficiently. It's also it's like a business card as opposed to, say, a credit card or anything. It's kind of a shiny business card. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just a business card size, very easy to keep in your wallet. And whenever I talk to people, I just hand them that. I went out to a tax rally. I went to John Stossel's event. I had another guy with me. We handed out a couple hundred of them. I mean, it's a great way to meet other people that are somewhat like-minded, you know, gun rallies, anti-war rallies, tax rallies, outreach booths, whatever. I mean, the Internet's great, but I think face-to-face interactions with people that you know, word of mouth is really huge. And another thing real quick is that Free Talk Live listeners get free shipping. Also, amplifiers. I'm gonna do something special for the amplifiers. If you're an amplifier, you get absolute free shipping for 100 cards. So just email me. And I can hook you up with that. Just give me your address, and I'll send you 100 free cards if you're an amplifier.
Whoa, that's awesome.
All of them are very, very, it's very affordable. I mean, when you're talking about getting 100 cards, it's $7. I mean, it's not like it's any big deal to get these cards. So, you know, I'd encourage people to at least try it out. If you want people to listen to Free Talk Live, if you want to spread the word of liberty, this is a way a person can do it individually.
You know what? I should get some of these for my wallet because I carry around the political quiz cards. Those are also in a business card size.
Right. I have one in my phone. My
but they're
trio.
Not. They're not glossy. They're not. You know, they're not spiffy or anything like that. They're just kind of basic, and they don't have a website on them.
When I handed these out, I actually had people come up to me and say, give me some more of those. And they were, like, very, like, you know, enthusiastic to see some cards that had, you know, pro-liberty messages on them. And so, and the other thing, too, is that I also do custom cards. So if you're a Ron Paul supporter and you want to do your own cards, I can do those. Free State Project cards, whatever. Just go
you're
to Liberty
activist,
Card.
Corey. And keep up the good work.
Yep, yes, libertycard.org. And thanks for you guys doing the show day in and day out, so.
Thank you for the call, and we appreciate all the efforts. You know, this is Corey's just one of the super activists that's out there. He's been involved with the Libertarian Party for a long time, and as he pointed out, he's been a Free Talk Live amplifier from the very earliest of points. Like as soon as we set up the program, he came on board, and I know he'd come to me actually just personally with this sort of idea before he even came out with it. And, you know, he was talking about having, like, a Free Talk Live card that we could offer on our website.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I am, Mark. I've got 50 things going on at once. I said, you know, it's a great idea, Corey. I don't know if I can help you with it. I don't know.
So he
went out and did it on his own.
Right.
Which
well, that's
great.
What you tell all of us to do. If any of us have an idea with Free Talk Live, I mean, and I pretty much, you know, I have to say the same thing. But anybody who's sort of on the show peripherally, whether it's co-hosts or people that, you know, care about the show, it's like, if you want to do it, take care of it. I can't. You can't.
Right. So
we're too busy. I mean, my whole day is Free Talk Live.
But I think it was cool that he wasn't dissuaded by the fact that I was busy doing my thing here with Free Talk Live, and he didn't say, oh, well, Free Talk Live doesn't want to be involved. Screw this. You know, forget this idea. And he went out, put the thing together, and then he came here to promote it on Free Talk Live. He's one of our pre-recorded advertisers.
Mm-hmm. Our advertiser is advertising us on their product.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And some other great organizations like Downsize DC, like the Free Market News Network, Lou Rockwell, and as he mentioned, the LP, RLC, and the DFC. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant device. LibertyCard.org. All right. We are done for tonight here, Mark. Returning tomorrow night for the Friday night edition, of course, Julia will be joining us. We'll be talking about a story that's going to disturb a lot of people. It's going to be one of those defending the undefendables stories.
Uh-oh.
It's about this new phenomenon out there on the internet called virtual child porn.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, it beats the pedophilia interview we did that one time.
We'll be back. Awful. You can join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm...